think he ducked down behind that packing case, 99. I wonder what made him suspicious.
It's those squeaky shoes of yours, Max. Maybe you should take them off.
Good thinking, 99. It's not my shoes. I think it's my socks.
Then take your socks off.
I'd rather not, 99.
Why?
It might be my feet. I'm hit. I'm bleeding.
It's only red wine, Max.
I'm bleeding red wine?
Max, he's getting away.
I'm going after him, 99.
You can't do that, Max.
Yes, I can. He's out of ammunition. A 38 special only fires 6 shots.
Well, what makes you think he's using a 38 special?
Because, 99, I happen to be an expert on weapons. I know the sound of a 38 special, and I counted 6 shots.
But, Max, you're making a terrible mistake. You're the one with the 38 special, Max.
Well, I knew there was one around here someplace.
That must be the Jeep.
He'll have to make a break for it now, 99. Yes, I'm all right, 99. Is he gone?
I'm afraid so, Max. Max, look.
Oh, he left the bird.
I wonder why he tried to kill him.
Because chaos is vicious, rotten, and cruel. They'll stop at nothing to achieve their evil ends, even to shooting a harmless little bird.
Chaos forever. Chaos forever.
Max!
Well, he may be a harmless little bird, 99, but he's got a big mouth.
Is a man named Kosovich. He's a well-known Chaos agent.
Hmm. What I don't understand, Chief, is why Chaos would be smuggling information in on an old freighter.
What else is there? We've jammed their shortwave radio, we've broken their telegraph code, and yesterday we took the last of their carrier pigeons into custody.
Chaos forever. Chaos forever.
There's something very suspicious about that bird, Chief.
All he ever says is chaos forever. Chaos forever.
Exactly. I think he knows more than he's telling. There are ways to make a parrot talk, Chief. Turn out the lights.
Max, isn't it a little ridiculous questioning a bird?
All right, you, talk. Listen, are you going to talk or am I going to bring in the cat?
Now, Max, we don't want to use any third-degree tactics.
Oh. Well, in that case, maybe I better use a different tack. Turn on the lights, Chief. All right, now, you can talk to me. I'm your friend. 99, why don't you go down to the supply room and get our little friend some crackers?
Right.
You see, Chief, this way we...
I must get in there. Wait a minute, I can't let you go in there.
All right, Harrison.
Are you the Chief of Control?
I am.
I'm Creevely, ASPCB.
What?
American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Birds.
That says you're a lawyer, Mr. Creevely.
That is correct. And for your information, this bird is my client. What are the charges against him?
Well, none.
Then I demand he be released at once.
Wait a minute. How about consorting with known criminals?
That is guilt by association, which is clearly unconstitutional.
But, Mr. Creevely, this bird may have important information.
You are detaining my client illegally. Have you no respect for due process of law?
And I brought this bird here myself.
Of his own free will?
Well, I didn't exactly ask his permission.
By force.
Well, I didn't twist his wing either.
Did you witness this?
Mr. Creevely, I can assure you that Max has treated this bird with the utmost courtesy.
It's not a question of courtesy. This is a matter of civil rights. Was this bird informed that anything he said could be held against him?
Well, no.
Was he advised that he could make one phone call?
We didn't even think about it.
Tell that to the Supreme Court.
We were merely about to question the bird.
You were? Doesn't that seem cruel to you, grilling an innocent bird? Oh, I expected to find heartlessness here, but not sheer idiocy.
Now, just a moment, Creevely. There's no more idiocy here than there is in any other organization.
Max, let me handle this. Mr. Creevely, we are in business to fight chaos. That's why we want information from that parrot.
Then if you're the experts on chaos, why don't you question each other instead of that bird?
Because he knows more than we do.
That doesn't surprise me.
Chaos forever. Chaos forever.
You hear that? This bird has seen and heard a lot. Chief, just give me 5 minutes alone with him.
I'll file suit for $1 million in damages if you touch one feather on that bird's body.
What exactly do you want, Mr. Creevely?
This is a writ of habeas corpus. I suppose you know what that is.
Well, of course we know what that is. Everybody knows what that is. What is that, Chief?
It's a court order that compels us to hand over the parrot.
Do we have to, Chief?
I'm afraid so, Max. It's a legal document. Where are you taking him?
Anywhere he wants to go.
Where is that?
That is privileged information between my client and his lawyer.
Chaos forever.
Max, I want you to follow him and find out where he takes that parrot.
Right, Chief.
Oh, and Max, be careful. I don't want him to know that you're following him.
Don't worry, Chief. If there's one thing I know how to do, it's to put a tail on a bird.
Hey, you. You planning on buying that magazine? This ain't a library, mister. That magazine costs 50 cents.
Not so loud.
This ain't a library, mister.
Hey, there you go again.
I already paid for this magazine. I just put it back.
Did you take it from there?
Well, yes, I did, but that doesn't mean that I didn't...
50 cents.
It's used.
All right, I'll take a quarter.
Chisler.
Deadbeat. Hey, don't tie up the phone. I'm expecting a call from my wife.
Hello, Chief. This is 86. Hold on a second, Chief. Hello. Yes, could you hold on for a minute, please?
Hey, is that for me?
I'll be out in a few minutes.
That's a very important call.
Here. Hello, Chief.
Hello, Gladys.
Listen, Chief. I followed Creevely until he passed the parrot on to a chaos messenger. He just went into a place called Kilman's Pet Shop.
I can't hear you, Gladys. There's a guy talking into a shoe.
Should be out in a few minutes, Chief.
I don't know. It looks like a shoe phone.
Not yet, Chief.
Gladys wants to know where you got the shoe.
Control issue.
He says it's control issue.
Not yet, Chief.
What's control?
Top secret.
He says it's top secret.
Here he comes now, Chief.
Hey, she wants to know what your job is.
Hello, Gladys. I'm a spy.
Well, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer.
He hasn't got the parrot with him.
What do I want for dinner?
The parrot, Chief, the parrot.
How about parrot? How about pot roast?
Chief, the pot roast is still in there. Look, I'll be over to control in a few minutes.
Look, I'll call you later. Goodbye, Chief.
So long, Gladys.
I
Why is it so hot in here, Carlson?
Well, I'm sorry, Chief, but our air conditioning broke down on us this morning.
Listen, Carlson, I'd like to use the master identification file.
What for?
Well, I think I've got a lead, and I'd like to check it out in the file.
Let him use the master power, Carlson.
But, Chief, that file's not a toy. You remember what happened to it last time he used it.
Do you really think you can find out anything important, Max?
Have I ever steered you wrong, Chief? Lately?
All right, Carlson, let the smart see what he can do. Activate the master identification file.
Okay, smart, it's all yours. That's just a figure of speech.
Maybe you better tell me what you hope to find out, Max.
Well, Chief, that guy took the parrot to Kilman's pet shop. And the name Kilman rang a bell, so I'd like to run it through the machine and see what we get.
How long should this take, Carlson?
About 10 seconds if everything goes right. Let's move over to the delivery slot and see what we get.
Coming out, Max.
By itself.
I know what I'm doing, Carlson. I was right, Chief. Take a look at that. When the letters in the name Kilman are rearranged, look what they spell.
Melnick.
Who's Melnick?
One of Chaos's top executives.
That's right. He's known as the Smiling Killer.
Well, you gotta respect a man who enjoys his work, Chief.
Max, if Kilman is Melnick, that means that the pet shop is a Chaos front.
Yes, and it means that Kosovich must be working out of it and taking his orders from Melnick.
That's right. You and 99 get over there right away and see what you can find out.
Right, Chief. Can we take Fang with us?
Good idea. It'll be useful as a cover. Oh, and incidentally, Max, you did a good job here.
Oh, thank you, Chief. You see, Carlson, I told you I knew what I was doing.
That's right, Carlson. I think you owe 86 an apology.
And he owes me about $80,000.
What for?
For repairs. Are you absolutely sure he's on our side?
Mr. Melnick. Our messenger reports he was followed here by a control agent.
Perfect, Kosovich. Perfect. It's as though we planned it this way.
What do you mean by that?
Well, now the control knows where the parrot is, they'll be sure to send an agent to investigate. And Chaos will add another victim to its list.
Which agent do you think they'll send?
I don't know, Kosovich. I don't know. But we can always hope that it will be...
Maxwell Smart! Maxwell Smart! Maxwell Smart! Maxwell Smart! Maxwell Smart!
What are we going to do, Max? We haven't seen anyone go in or come out of there in over an hour.
We're just going to have to take a chance and go in, 99. If it is a Chaos front, and if Melnick is operating it, we're bound to find some incriminating evidence.
How do you want to get in?
We'll have to use your skeleton keys. Let me have them.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry, Max. I left them in my other purse.
Well, I guess I better go way in.
Right.
13? 13.
Put a penny in.
What?
Put a penny in here.
What are you talking about, 13? This is 86. Open up.
Put a penny in the slot.
I don't have a penny.
I'll take a nickel.
99, let me have a penny.
What's the matter, Max?
Oh, I don't know. It's just that 13 is a pain sometimes.
Hi, 86. Agent 13 here.
What have you got, 13?
Claustrophobia and flat feet.
I mean, what information do you have?
Oh, yeah. Your weight's 150, and your fortune for today is that you're going to...
What are you talking about? How long have you been on duty in here?
Since about 2 this afternoon.
Well, have you seen anything weird or suspicious?
Not till you came along. Where's your sense of humor, 86?
Listen, we think that Kilman's pet shop is a Chaos front, and that Melnick is operating it.
The Smiling Killer.
Yes. 99 and I are going to have to go in there. Let me borrow your skeleton keys.
Right. Here, and that'll be a $20 deposit.
$20?
$20. That's what control charges me.
99, can you let me have $20?
Oh, I'm sorry, Max. I left it in my other purse.
Well, here. Take my watch as security.
Yeah? I don't know. 86.
It's a perfectly good watch.
Yeah. Look at that. One of Mickey Mouse's hands is broken.
Let me...
Well, that's just what I needed. A perfect end to a glorious day.
Don't you think we ought to check for alarms and booby traps before you use those keys?
Good idea, 99. You better activate your magneto ring.
All right, Max. Here, can you attach it for me?
Get anything?
No, it's all right. There's no electric eye, no alarm systems.
Good. Now, nothing can go wrong unless this lock is attached to
Some kind of a what, Max? Some kind of trap door?
Exactly.
Good evening, Mr. Smart. So good of you and your friends to drop in.
Yeah.
Get up. Well, there must be some fascinating explanation for this unexpected visit.
Okay, let's hear it.
Perhaps you wanted to make a purchase for your pet, and you just couldn't wait for the store to open.
Say, that's not bad. I'll buy that. Come on, 99. Let's get out of here. Come on, 99. We've decided to stay for a while.
What kind of a fool do you think I am?
Oh, I don't know. Just an ordinary, everyday, run-of-the-mill type fool, I guess.
Apparently, you don't know who I am.
Yes, we do. You're Melnick.
The Smiling Killer.
At your service. You know Kosovich, of course.
Hello again, Smart.
Yes, the last time I saw Kosovich, he was showing his courage by trying to assassinate a parrot.
Yes, but you must understand these birds are vital to chaos. And we don't like the idea of control getting a hold of them.
Why not?
An excellent question, miss.
Thank you. Now maybe you can give me an excellent answer.
Yes, of course. Watch.
Formula for the new hydrogen rocket fuel is C2H2O7, subjected to anti-filtration process and dual carbonic concentration. The formula...
You see? The recorder plays the information over and over. The parrot memorizes it, and then is dispatched to Chaos Headquarters overseas.
Very clever, Melnick. Too bad for you, we found out.
Too bad for you, Mr. Smart, because now we'll have to kill you.
Well, I knew it was too bad for somebody.
Take care of him, Kosovich.
Right?
I'm warning you, Kosovich. If you point that gun at us, Fang's going to leap at your throat and tear you to pieces.
Leap, Fang, leap!
Leap, Fang!
Go ahead, Fang, leap.
Doesn't respond too well.
Who taught him to leap?
You did, Max.
Oh.
Don't hurt the dog, Kosovich. We'll send him to Chaos Headquarters and retrain him. Here. Use this.
What's that?
A tranquilizer gun. It slows up an animal's reaction so that he can be handled more easily.
Somebody's at the front door.
I'll go up and see who it is. You take care of them, Kosovich. Goodbye, Mr. Smart. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot.
Listen, Melnick. Tell me one thing. Why do you always smile just before you kill someone?
I guess it's just because I like dealing with people.
All right, Smart, I'll make it easy on you. Where do you want it?
Where?
That's right. I'll give it to you any way you want.
How about Philadelphia?
Goodbye, Mr. Smart.
Wait! Before you shoot us, I'd like to ask for something.
What is it?
A goodbye kiss.
99, you hardly know him.
That's you.
Oh.
Wait a minute. That's not a bad idea.
What?
An attractive man like Kosovich. A man of action, daring, strength. I think I'd like to have him kiss me goodbye.
99, how can you talk like that? The man is a vicious, rotten, chaos killer.
Everyone has their little faults, Max.
Is this some sort of a trick?
Would I trick you at a time like this? I can't resist you.
99, control yourself.
It's those piercing black eyes. That cruel mouth. Kiss me, Kosovich. Maxie, you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, 99. I've just been tranquilized.
All right, Kosovich, get up against that wall.
Hold it, 99. Let me take care of this. I've got a score to settle with Kosovich.
Chief of control up there at the door. We gotta kill Smart and get out of here.
Kosovich! Get out of the way!
Chief, thank goodness.
All right, Larrabee, take him down to headquarters.
You got here just in time.
Yes, it looks like that, 99. What's with Max? What's going on here?
That's a little hard to explain, Chief. You see, Max and Kosovich have been tranquilized.
Tranquilized?
Mm-hmm. They've hit each other with tranquilizing pellets. It should wear off in a couple of hours, then.
He'll be all right, won't he?
Oh, sure, Chief. He's just asleep. Look how peaceful he looks. Like a 5-year-old child.
Yes, I know. Sometimes it worries me. Oh, here, Max. Put these tapes away. We'll turn them over to the Defense Department tomorrow morning.
Where do you want me to put them, Chief?
In the wall safe behind the picture. 99, I'd like you to help me make out a report on tonight's activities.
Right, Chief. Usual procedure?
Naturally. 3 copies of the report.
File the master copy and burn the other 2.
Of course.
Chief, I've been meaning to ask you about that. Why do we bother making extra copies when all we do is destroy them?
It's security procedure, 99.
Doesn't that strike you as being a little odd?
Well, I used to think so, too, but... Well, it's all carefully explained in the Control Standard Procedure Handbook.
Oh, may I have a look at that handbook sometime?
No, I'm afraid not, 99.
Why not?
We burned it.
Chief, I'm having a little trouble getting this picture up. Max! Chief, either this is the wrong picture or somebody stole your wall safe. It's the wrong picture.
Have you got the new combination, Max?
New combination? New combination?
Yes, according to standard security procedure, we changed the combination yesterday. Do you have it?
Well, I didn't memorize it, Chief, but I had the usual 3 copies made.
Where are they?
We burned them.
Oh, yes, of course. Do you have the master copy?
No, I don't, Chief. But I put it in a place where no one will get it.
Where, Max?
Thank you.